At this time, I'd like to introduce now Fran Dunphy and Phil Martelli. They are co-chairs of the Philadelphia Coaches vs. Cancer chapter. We invite them to come on stage and to recognize one of our very honored guests. Fran and Phil.
Well, thank you, Neil. I appreciate all of your presence here today, as we all do. This table here to my right, with all of our coaches in the city of Philadelphia today, joined by our special guest that Phil will talk about in a minute. We need all of your support. As basketball coaches in this city, we feel very, very fortunate to be given these jobs. And as I talk about all the time, they don't give you the job to show up at 3 o'clock, throw the balls out, collect them at 5:30, and everybody goes home. We need to do more. We need to try to help as many people as we can. They allow us to have a voice. They allow us to try and do as much as we can in the community. And I think for all of us, we think it's a very important part of our job. Cancer is one of those things that has affected all of us. I could probably go around the room and not many people here have been involved with anybody who has not been affected by this disease. A number of years ago, I had a good friend that I went to high school with. His name was Charlie Dinsmore. And Charlie got cancer at a very early age and fought like hell for 20 years. And this last 2 years probably, he took many, many treatments at the University of Pennsylvania. And after his treatments, he would walk over, and I was lucky enough to buy him lunch many, many days. I would love to still be buying him lunch today, but can't do that. But he made a profound impact on my life. He taught me how to be strong, taught me how to fight, taught me what really true courage was all about. And so when he passed away a couple years ago, just before they opened up the new Philly Citizens Bank Park, which he would have loved to have been there, and he would have been there probably 80 times a year, he told me that just if he could just be a little bit of an impact in other people's lives, and he would have been here each year he was here for this breakfast. He made people care about many, many things. And so for us to name this award, really a courageous award each and every year for Charlie Dinsmore, gives me great privilege to say to you that he was my friend. He was my inspiration, and he was somebody I looked up to, and again, I wish he was here with us today. So I'm going to introduce Phil, and he will talk to you about this recipient of this year's Charlie Dinsmore Award. Thanks.
How about Fran Dunphy? I have a quick story. I have a lot of stories, but this one is quick. I vote for the Naismith National Coach of the Year. I vote for the Player of the Year also. 10 days ago, I got my ballot. Top four players in the country. So I had to check off Scotty Reynolds and the young kid at Kentucky and the kid at Ohio State. And now it's list. Out of these 30 coaches who are finalists for National Coach of the Year, pick your top three. So they're listed in alphabetical order. So I go, well, Steve Alford did a pretty good job. Boeheim did a pretty good job. But Dunph did the best job in the whole country. So I flip to the next page for the D's, and they're listed under Temple University as their head coach, Frank Dunphy. We were struggling so much at the point, I thought, even Dump won't think that's funny right now, so I won't even bring it up. But I did vote for Frank, and if there's justice, he will win that award because no one's done a better job than he has this year. Dump and I have known the Dinsmore Award winner for years. I would affectionately say this to you. Once you meet Bill Campo, it's like getting gum on your shoe. You have no chance of getting rid of him. Bill Campo has been involved in every phase of building this Coaches versus Cancer program in Philadelphia. He's actually taken it beyond Philadelphia. So on the weekend when all of you are watching college basketball and you think to yourself, what's Jay Wright doing wearing a $5,000 suit and sneakers? That idea originated here in Philadelphia. That idea came from Bill Campo. And he continues to do these things for the program. Now, he is on the dark side, I will tell you this much. He observes officials for the Ivy League and the Patriot League. That's the dark side. Once you cross over, you can't come back. An officials observer. I'd like to ask him one time, what do you tell them? You missed this many calls? But Bill does that in his part-time. And part-time, he heads up Mid-Atlantic Credit Corporation in Conshohocken. And he's a dad and a husband. Observer of officials, what a title that is. He runs our school initiative program that just keeps increasing the monies that they raise by getting fifth and sixth graders involved and many of the high schools in our area. And Bill will not rest until every high school in our area is involved in Coaches versus Cancer. Every single event that we run. At our gala, we auction off the chance for local corporations to play against the coaches here at the Palestra. Who gets the scorekeepers to volunteer their time? Bill Campo does. Who gets the referees? Bill Campo does. Who gives the coaches $9.95 t-shirts and then collects them so we can use them next year to save money for the program? Bill Campo does. He started an AAU program that will run this spring that now raises over $10,000, and he does it relentlessly. He's on the phone with the ACS people. He's on the phone with the coaches. He gives of his time like no one involved in this program. The coaches combined can't match Bill Campo's time. But here's where it's an unbelievable story. A year ago, Bill Campo was diagnosed with cancer. That's what the Dinsmore Award is about. Someone that's looked this sucker right in the eye and said, you will not beat me. Bill Campo, through his chemo and through his treatments, did not miss one assignment, did not miss one committee meeting. He gave more and more of his time because he knew what it was for his family and he to go through this. The goal of all of us is to one day open our newspaper and it say cancer free. Because of people like Bill Campo, we're closer and closer and closer. When you have a really good team, you have a go-to guy. The reason that the Philadelphia Coaches versus Cancer program works is because we have a go-to guy. We'd like to present the Charlie Dinsmore Award to our go-to guy, Bill Campo.
Thank you very much, Phil. One of the nicest things that Coach Fran Dunphy had ever done for me was to introduce me to one Charles Dinsmore. At the time, Charlie was a 15-year-plus cancer survivor, and the Coaches Versus Cancer program was just evolving out of its infancy. But when Dump turned Charlie on to me, he told me that he wanted to get involved in the program. And he immediately dove in head first. Whether it was driving volunteers around Huntington Valley Golf Course and getting lost, or helping us renew the old gold medal basketball tournament, or even attending Alex's lemonade stand when it was still a local charity held on the front lawn of her home, Charlie was always there to assist. And even when I visited him on his deathbed at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, he was still writing notes on a little yellow pad about the program as he faded in and out of consciousness. And after his death, I believe it may have given the inspiration to one Bob Schiller to start the School Initiative Program. Bob was the first recipient of the Dinsmore Award. In that first year, Bob went to junior high, middle school, and high school programs looking to raise money for Coaches Versus Cancer. And $15,000 was raised in that first year. And after Bob's death, his good friend Bob Bukinavich continued his good work. Bob was a Dinsmore recipient last year. And in fiscal year starting September 2008 through August 2009, the School Initiative Program of Coaches Versus Cancer raised over $229,000. I'm proud to say I'm a member of that committee, along with some special people who are here today. Gary Kokesberger. Drew Downer. Russ Jackson. Jim Kenny. Carl Hoffman. And the aforementioned Bob Bukinavich. I have been fortunate to work with this program for a number of years, and the only two constants have been Fran Dunphy and Phil Martelli. Yes, we all know them as the faces of Coaches Versus Cancer, but I wonder how many people here understand the time they put in attending events, going to meetings, giving speeches, going to check signings, taking time away from both their personal and family lives. And they are to be commended for that. And there have been some good coaches who've come through this city who have helped the program who are no longer here, like Steve Seymour, Billy Hahn, Glenn Miller, and the newly minted Big Five Hall of Famer, Speedy Morris. And lest we not forget the three remaining disciples in front of me, Gerald, James, and John. That's Jay Wright, Bruiser Flint, and John Giannini. And hopefully another Jay, Jerome, will join them soon. And before I leave, I would just like to pass on to you a quick short story. When I was at Fox Chase Cancer Center going through my cycles, it seemed I had the same nurse constantly injecting me with this poison. So I'd gotten to know her a little. And she told me she'd been a nurse for over 30 years, over 20 of which had been at Fox Chase. And I said to her, that had to be difficult. And she said, no, not really. And I thought, well, maybe she was used to all the pain and suffering that went on in the infusion room. But what she told me was, you read in the obituaries about the people who die of cancer, and that is unfortunate. However, she said, they'd never publish the names of the survivors, the success stories, the people who beat the disease, the non-obituaries, so to speak. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you today that the money you raise at this event does not go into a black hole. It goes into creating more and more non-obituaries. Lastly, today's a working event for me, and one of my last jobs is to get these six gentlemen over to that corner for pictures. So I ask you, good people, when you come to greet them after this event, that you slowly start walking them over there. And gentlemen, when you feel my not-so-gentle tap on the shoulder, it's time to get over there for pictures. And if you're very fortunate, I may take one with you. And Charlie Dinsmore. I shall treasure this award and keep it in a prominent place in my home so that whenever I look at it, it'll remind me of you. Thank you for your time. Go Owls, go Cats. And Brother Joe, God bless you. I love you.
Thank you, Bill.